What's up, man? All right, guys. Today, we're going to have a very, very quick video. As you guys know, I, Amer Metwaly, put my money where my mouth is, unlike Coach Bitchpil, who puts other things in his mouth. And I honestly wouldn't be surprised if we do find Bitchpil somewhere here working the truck stop, if you know what I mean. So today's video, guys, super duper quick, is going to be titled, check out my campaign website, AmerMetwaly.com, and help me defeat Dan Bilzerian. So as you guys know, I finally got my CDL. I'm already on the road. I'm in training. God willing, in about 3 more weeks, I'll get my own truck. Right now, I'm with a partner. I think I'm somewhere in Missouri. I don't know. Illinois, Michigan. We're actually going to go into Michigan tomorrow. Might meet Terrence Pop if I'm going to be close enough to him. I'll give Terrence a call and hang out with him because we don't have to be in Michigan. We don't have to drop off until Monday. It's a Wednesday right now. So we're going to pick up somewhere in Illinois. I don't know. I don't know where I'm at. All I know is we were in Missouri an hour ago. So we're gonna pick up something and then we're gonna drop it off in Michigan, but the due date to drop off is Monday. So if we're gonna be in Michigan over the weekend and I'm gonna be close to where Terrence Pop is, I'll give him a call and hang out with him and Blake. So as you guys know, I'm working as a CDL truck driver. I tell you guys, always become a truck driver. Now I'm putting my money where my mouth is, unlike Coach Bitchpil, who puts other things in his mouth. But anyways, let's get back to this video because I have to leave here in an hour. So I want to go eat, use the bathroom, and hopefully find good Wi-Fi to upload this video really quick. Because the thing about being a trucker, guys, is always hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait. You know, so you're always moving. Anyways, let me get to the point of this video. As you guys know, I'm running for Congress. That's why I'm driving the big trucks nowadays, so I can raise money to pay the filing fee to get onto the ballot box in November. This is why I'm doing the whole truck driving thing. Also to get other restaurants in Colombia later on, after I get on the ballot box. So my congressional campaign, guys, I'm gonna announce my website officially sometimes in early May. Okay, again, guys, right now this is like my first week driving truck. I got a trainer. I'm just figuring shit out. I'm pretty sure once I get my truck, which again is gonna be first week of May, in a couple of days, I'll be able to figure things out and finally slow down and, you know, be able to concentrate back on, you know, MGTOW TV, political shit like that. Now, everything revolves literally around a 80,000-pound truck. So, my website, guys, for the campaign, it's Amer Metwaly. I put in a lot of high IQ work on it. Oh shit, that guy had something. That truck over there, one of the came off. I'm gonna let him know, you know, because the thing is, oh, it's that thing over there. See that thing, guys? You know what? I'm gonna pick it up and I'm gonna let him know that thing came off, you know. Might be important. You never know. You know, drives down a highway. Yeah, this thing, guys, came off of his truck. So you never know. He might drive down the highway and he's right there going into the gas station. So after I'm done with this video, I will go tell him, hey, sir, this thing came off of the back of your truck, you know. It's probably not important, but if it is, the last thing you want is for him to drive down the highway and then something big falls off and, you know, people end up dead or hurt, you know. Anyways, really quick, guys, so what I want two things from you guys right now. go to AmarMetwali.com. Look at my website. Is it professional? Is it accurate? Give me your feedback. It's like 97% done. Nevertheless, give me your feedback. Let me know, is any info on it wrong? Should I add more info, take away more info, make it look better? Number two, I'm sure everybody here in the MGTOW community knows who Dan Bilzerian is. Dan Bilzerian is gonna be running in my district. Yes, I potentially can go up against Dan Bilzerian of all people. As we know in the MGTOW community, Dan Bilzerian is a scammer, grifter, and a fraud. This is a guy who claimed to be a Navy SEAL. He wasn't. This is a guy who tried to sell yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha dog courses to a bunch of incels. This is a guy whose company was actually indicted under federal charges for tax evasion and fraud, by the way. All that is on my website, actually. When you go to my website, go to the section that says controlled opposition in District 6. So when you guys go into my website, visit the link that says controlled opposition in District 6. Take a look at it, because as far as I'm concerned, in my personal opinion, what's his name? Dan Bilzerian is controlled opposition, in my personal opinion. So what I want you guys out there who know Dan Bilzerian, shit like that, I want you to get all the dirt on that motherfucker, because I want to expose him to District 6 for the fraud he is, and probably, as far as we know, a criminal, by the way. So yeah, guys, the two things I want from you guys right now: look at my website, AmarMetwali.com. Is it professional? Is it accurate? Is it decent looking? And dig up information on fucking Dan Bilzerian, because again, in my personal opinion, he is a fraud. He is compromised by the feds, and he is obviously controlled opposition. Anyway, guys, let me go tell the guy this came off before he takes off. Anyways, talk to you later. Peace.